Good morning, this is Brother Marlon here again. Thank the Lord for another new day and for another day that we can serve Him, we get to serve Him. Well, this morning I would like to continue in Proverbs 30. Yesterday morning I went through the first couple of verses here, but now I'd like to go through a few more, starting in verse 11. There is a generation that curses their father and does not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation who have lawfully all their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaw teeth are as knives, to devour the poor from among the earth, and the needy from among the men. The horse leaf, which is a horse thief, hath two daughters, crying, "Give, give." There are three things that are never satisfied, yet four things say, "Not, it is enough." And this is kind of what I want to get to, just the reality of some of these verses here. The grave in this world will never be full until the end of time. People will always be dying, and we're all going to end up in the grave unless the Lord comes back or we're yet alive. But that is reality for our lives. We will end up in the grave. And here plainly says it will never be full. And the barren womb, the earth that is not filled with water, and the fire that saith not, it is enough. And there again, we have to think of the eternal fire. That fire would also never say it is enough. That fire would burn forever. If our souls are not prepared, if our souls are not prepared to meet God, if we have not repented, truly repented of our sins and turned from them, we will go to a fire that saith not, it is enough. The eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth the day as a mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagle shall eat it. There is a very clear warning to us to not mock fathers or anybody for that matter, and do not despise, the word despise means to scorn obedience, to walk away from obeying his mother. The ravens or the authority, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagle shall eat it. There are three things which are too wonderful for me, four which I know not, And this verse comes on the heels of the verse I touched on yesterday. It says, I neither learn wisdom nor have knowledge of the holy. And he's lamenting about how little he knows about God and the great and wonderful things he did in the beginning of the earth. And then here, in verse 18, kind of comes on the end of that. Says, there are three things which are too wonderful for me, fourth which I know not. And let's just consider these things in the mindset of our God, our Creator, the one who created us and how he created the world around us. To say the way of an eagle in the air. And that eagle, that word eagle, it might mean the little eagle, but I'm going to just bring our thoughts to a hawk or a vulture, or whatever some of those birds are, that they're just up in the air, they're not moving. Their wings aren't moving, but they're moving, they're just gliding along. And they go for a long time without making their wings go. That's amazing how God has ordained the wind currents, and this bird has the knowledge of the wind currents. Yeah, I can just say with this verse 18, they are too wonderful for me, I know not, which I know not. And the way of a serpent upon a rock. And there again, if you ever watch a snake crawling on the ground, and it's amazing that something like that can even go across the ground, and you know, it's amazing. It's a miracle, really, the way God designed even the snake. And the way of a ship in the midst of the sea. There again, it's an amazing feat. I have to think of the bridal how it speaks there in James about the bride, or the it speaks about the bridle, about bridling her tongue. Any man bridles his tongue. No man has yet bridled his tongue. And I just have to think of that. You know, here we have one of the smallest members in our bodies, our tongue. And that's where all our trouble comes from, is our tongue. Or a lot of our trouble comes from our tongue, because we have a hard time controlling our tongue, controlling our speech, and we're continually saying things wrongly, or getting ourselves in trouble, or people get angry at what, and we may have said something wrong, and people get angry at us, or we may lash out at somebody, or speak poison, we speak blessings and cursings from the same fountain. And the way of the ship in the midst of the sea. You know, the way of the ship in the midst of the sea, this huge ship will get turned with this little rudder. And it's amazing how that works. But then we also have to think of our tongue. It's amazing how we can steer things with our tongue. We need to be very careful. And the way of a man was a maid. That one, I don't have a whole lot on that one, other than it is amazing to see two people, you know, fall in love, maybe getting courting, and there's just a magnet there. There's excitement there. It really is amazing. Such is the way of adulterous woman. She eateth, she wipeth her mouth and saith, I've done no wickedness. And that's not just, you know, we see it all the time in these days. Nobody wants to admit they've done wrong. And I think it comes right down to our own salvation. Until we have admitted that we've done wrong, that we are sinners, that we're not worthy of going to heaven, that we need more than just our good works, that we need the blood of Jesus to wash our sins away. That's when we can become righteous by the blood of Jesus. But so many times we want to say, oh no, I didn't do any wrong. No, we do the sin. We may eat of the wicked, the forbidden fruit, and then we wipe our mouth and say, no, I didn't do any wrong. We need to admit we've done wrong. We need to get on our knees and confess our sins and make our hearts right with God again, and ask the blood of Jesus to wash us. It's not just cover sin. It says in Proverbs, be sure that your sins will find you out. God bless you. I pray that you will continue to be encouraged in the Lord. And I do just want to invite you to join in the Bible study tomorrow morning. It starts at 7:30 Saturday mornings. You can get into it by calling 1-218-862-1300. That's 1-218-862-1300. And ID number is 525-819. That's 525-819. And you're more than welcome to join us. It's an interactive Bible study. We have a great time of a short meditation, and then the phone lines get opened up, and we can all join in and give our points of views or our opinions. I welcome you to come step in tomorrow morning at 7:30. That's 7:30 Eastern Time. Well, God bless you, and have a wonderful day.